The livestock siting rules would put into place details of a law passed last year. State Agriculture Secretary Rod Milsestuen says when farmers want to set up a large new livestock facility or expand certain existing ones, the rules would have something for everyone.
Predictability for producers so that they know what the rules are. For local government, it gives them a framework of science-based guideposts to judge the application against. And for neighbors, it provides them with an assurance that environmental rules and best management practices will be followed.
Milsestuen says one of the major changes would be to set up a standard for limiting problem odors from sites with hundreds of livestock. He says several dozen farmers in Wisconsin may have to more quickly bury or store manure. But Jeff Lyon of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says preliminary testing of the state's odor generation index has shown some glitches.
You have good farmers that have no problems, large animal units, and they've, run these numbers, and their farms have not passed just as they are right now.
Lyon says the state may be creating some artificial barriers to farm expansions. Attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates is happy the state wants an odor standard now and doesn't want to wait for additional studies. But Hansen says an expert hired by his group says the proposed rule probably underestimates odors from cattle barns and manure pits.
In part because the odor index fails to account for wind speed. And it's those winds that carry odor and can affect the intensity of the odor and the air pollution coming from the barns and the manure pits.
The Ag Department is also getting ready for controversy on related rules for managing farm-based nitrogen and phosphorus pollution. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.